ఇట్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ కామన్ శుచౌ దేశే ప్రతిష్టాప్య స్థిరమాసనమాత్మన ఇస్ ఇస్ శుచౌ దేశ మీన్స్ యూ షుడ్ గో టు ఎ హోలీ ప్లేస్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ లైక్ ఇదర్ ద హామ్స్ ఆర్ ఎ టెంపుల్ ఎ ప్లేస్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మెటీరియల్ డిస్ట్రాక్షన్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద వెరీ ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ సో దట్ దట్ వీ కాల్ ఇస్ అ సేక్రెడ్ స్పేస్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ బిఫోర్ యూ చాంట్ హరే కృష్ణ బిగిన్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సిట్ ఇన్ అ ప్లేస్ where we find that ambience conducive for chanting. Because if, for example, if I am chanting just outside the corridor where people are coming up and going down, is that an undistracted place? It's a distracted place. So, to be free from distraction, we have to put ourselves in a place which is free. That is why, Vivikta Desha Sevitvam, Aratir Jana Samsadi, Krishna says in 13th chapter 8 to 12, Vivikta Desha Sevita means withdraw yourself from places where people are crowding for material activities. But put yourself in a place where you can be undistracted. Sanatana Goswami used to go under a cave, underground, and chant in an undistracted place. So temple is a place where everybody comes for a common interest, that we want to cleanse our heart and go back to God. So it's undistracted. Secondly, laziness. You want to give up laziness? There's a very simple idea given in Shastra. You should associate with enthusiastic Vaishnavas like the Guru Kumar Maharaj. You see, nobody can be lazy in his kingdom. In the same manner, in chanting also, one should sit and chant with those devotees in whom you are very inspired by, who are chanting with great intensity and vigor and seriousness. Given up, shrug off their laziness, their chanting of great energy. And when you observe the devotees, exalted devotees, like many of proper disciples, the intensity with which they sing kirtans and they chant up, by association with them, we can avoid laziness. And thirdly, inattention. Inattention will be gone. For avoiding inattention, we need tatra ekagram mana. Ekagra. How to get ekagra? Don't you chant the holy name early in the morning, even before you lie down. At least a few rounds you chant and see, you get attention. So, even if we sit in an undistracted place, still mind will wander if we chant the daytime or night time. Early morning is in Satvaguna, and one can get attention. Taste a little bit of the holy names, then the attention will increase gradually. So, in this way, avoid distractions, laziness, and inattention. To avoid distraction, what we should do? Identify a sacred space which is free from material distractions. So, withdraw ourselves from a place of material distraction and sit in a place where we can peacefully focus without eyes and ears roaming here and there. Just like now, Tulsi Arati Maharaj made a circle around Tulsi. Everybody was fully into it. From a place of material distractions. Can you chant in a shopping mall? Can you chant in a railway station? So we withdraw our consciousness, withdraw ourselves from a place, put our body in a place which is free from distraction. And how to avoid laziness? Chant with devotees who are not lazy in chanting, who are not switching off to chanting. Actually, you should chant in a group of people where people are serious about chanting and pronouncing the holy names of India. Intensely trying to cry the holy name and connect with Krishna. At least making an endeavor. So we should sit in a group of enthusiastic people. And who are not eager to attend mobile calls, and who are not getting distracted themselves. Thirdly, to avoid inattention. నిశ్చయేన యోక్తవ్యో యోగో అనిర్విణ్ణ చేతస సంకల్ప ప్రభవాన్ కామాం త్యక్త్వా సర్వాన్ అశేషతః కృష్ణ సేస్ హియర్ తత్రైకాగ్రం మనః కృత్వా ఏకాగ్రం సింగులర్లీ స నిశ్చయేన యోక్తవ్యో యోగో అనిర్విణ్ణ చేతస దట్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ అటెన్షన్ అనిర్విణ్ణ మీన్స్ నో అదర్ was preferred time to get concentration? Early morning hours. This is Sattva. That is why we try to chant most of our rounds in the Sattva Guna zone. And if we keep most of the rounds in the Rajaguna Tama Guna zone, it will not be very effective. It will be like shooting in the sky. It won't be shooting on the target. If you want to shoot on the target, attentively hear, and early morning hours chanting should be maximized. Before Mangalati, if somebody can chant a few rounds, they will have personal realization of attention. Once we avoid these three things, then the chanting can be expected to be more effective. Then we have to work on prayerfully chanting. Ayunanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhav kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dholi sadrisham vichintaya. Oh my dear eternal friend Krishna, somehow or other I have fallen into the version of birth and death. I don't know what mistake I committed that I left you and came into this world of darkness. Please lift me up in this ocean of birth and death and place me at your lotus feet and engage me in your eternal service. So like this, this should be repeatedly remembered while chanting. And we are calling out the holy name. And definitely the holy name will be effective if we avoid these three things and adopt the proper mood of humble attitude of a servant of Krishna and let me chant. Cleansing the heart, and the heart is cleansed there. The tangible progress is experienced by the practitioner while chanting the holy name. Pranam Prabhu ki, let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava.